18 years is a long time compared against the less than 2 years it took to build the Pentagon in the first place in the early 1940s, but maybe not in the context of a workforce that had to continue to work in the building 24/7 throughout that time, most of it during war. Michael Rhodes is the Pentagon's Director of Administration and Management.
This project, removing all the hazardous material, replacing all these building systems, the elevators, the escalators, all the telecommunications, it was all done in a context of an aggressive renovation schedule. It was all done in the context of still managing the program costs and keeping it under budget. It was all done in the context of a very wide range of tenant security and IT and other requirements. And it was all done in the context of keeping this nation's military headquarters operational 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for all the occupants and all the leadership of this department.
Rhodes speaking at a ceremony honoring contractors and government project managers yesterday. Although the iconic building looks the same on the outside, there's virtually nothing left of the Roosevelt-era interior. The entire 6.5 million square feet of space in the building was gutted and rebuilt in sections at a total cost of more than $4 billion. After 50 years of continuous use, William Brazis, the director of DOD's Washington Headquarters Services, says officials were able to convince Congress to create a fund to start renovating the building in the early 1990s. He describes a building that back then was filled with rats, asbestos, crumbling pipes, and ancient electrical wiring that gave way to power outages on a daily basis.
The offices were on the main, poorly lit. Cords and wires and pipes were often rigged to make things work, mostly. Electrical outlets and breakers failed frequently. Localized outages were a daily event. The building was certainly not well postured for the coming of the computer age. Windows were either sealed shut after 40 years of rust and paint, or they were jammed open as a result of failed mechanisms. The air was often stale from poor ventilation, not to mention the consequence of over 50 years of heavy smoking in this building.
One of the last straws, he says, came as U.S. troops were preparing to enter Kuwait for the first Gulf War in 1990.
A small fire broke out in the area of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. A firefighter pressurized the deteriorated water pipe. Hundreds of thousands of gallons of water poured into this building, flooding approximately 300,000 square feet of basement space, nearly causing the Air Force and Army operations centers to shut down. The rising waters in the high voltage area really led us to fear for electrocution. That would mean there'd be no power to half the building, right as U.S. military forces were moving into Saudi Arabia. The largest military deployment since the Vietnam War in the United States Military Command Center would be half operational.
Fortunately, he says, someone found a shutoff valve just in time, but the building was still flooded with water and mud a foot deep. Brazis says before the renovation project started, security procedures at the Pentagon also looked a lot different than they do today.
Now, anyone at that time could walk right into the concourse and shop. Each day, scores of trucks backed directly, unimpeded, into the south side of the building at the loading docks between corridors 2 and 3. Hundreds of buses ran directly under the building at the concourse.
The building renovation and several ancillary projects over the last decade dramatically changed access to the Pentagon. The Metro train station was rebuilt and relocated. The old station led train passengers directly into the interior of the Pentagon. Bus stops were moved further away from the building walls. Blast-proof glass was installed in the building's exterior. DOD built a remote shipping and receiving facility to screen deliveries before they ultimately make their way into the building. That facility handles more than 200 trucks per day. Rhodes says the inside of the building also saw major safety improvements.
Now, the sprinkler systems, the blast-resistant windows, the photoluminescent signage, the half corridors for quicker egress. On the capability side, the IT infrastructure that has been built in. And additionally, on the greener side, I mean, quite frankly, I think it's amazing, but we have received, this project so far has received 7 of the U.S. Green Building Council's Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, the LEED Awards. 2 of those certifications were at the silver level, and quite frankly, I'm pretty confident an 8th one's on its way as we as we get the last wedge certified.
The wedges are the five sections of the building the department renovated, one by one. Each time, they had to move a fifth of the Pentagon's workforce to temporary remote offices, mostly in Roslyn and Crystal City, Virginia. The wedge would get sealed off, and crews would go to work using what officials say was an assembly line approach to short-interval construction. They broke each wedge into 10,000-square-foot increments, each trade group getting just 5 days to finish their work before moving on to another piece of the wedge.
I got to tell you, what still remains etched in my mind as the most amazing aspect was being able to walk behind those barrier walls, to see what was happening behind those walls while this entire building was operating with 19, 20,000 people continuing to do the business of this nation's security, and you step behind those walls, watching the people that were tearing it down to its core, to the concrete columns, and then building it back up very thoughtfully, prepared for a dynamic and challenging future. Every time I walked back there, I was just completely amazed at what was being accomplished.
And Pentagon officials say they designed the workspaces to be as generic as possible, with modular components able to be moved in and out to accommodate whatever group of defense employees need to work there in the future. That and the other improvements lead building managers to think their renovations will make the Pentagon last another 50 years before another overhaul.
In addition to building the sustainability into the structure, in addition to the use of recycled materials, the decrease of energy consumption, the better indoor quality, the modern capabilities, the better shops on the concourse, better lit environment, it is more capable. It is more secure. It's more survivable. It has an IT infrastructure. I don't know how long it'll take us. Maybe not another 50 years as quickly as things change, but certainly it is postured for the future.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.